A reading from the second book of Kings. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from 2 Corinthians. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain, apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly they looked around and they saw no one with them anymore, only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we see the coming together of light and love, the heavenly light of the world, and the worldly light of love, Transfiguration and Valentine's Day, light and love. Two words that capture radiant and dazzling glory and presence that warms our heart, the wow moments of God's world and of our lives. And as I asked earlier, I wonder what have been the wow moments of your life. Have they been heavenly or earthly experiences, or perhaps a bit of both? The picture pointer this week asked us to recall our own wow moments, moments of memories gone by, or moments caught on the move, like the amazing photos that capture the beauty of freezing cold weather that changes everything, the everyday water life, the flowing water of dew and rain in nature, to those freezing icicles of glistening beauty that we've been witnessing. And that's what happened to Jesus on that mountain, as far as Peter, James, and John were concerned. Their teacher and friend changed from the regular man, if you could ever call Jesus a regular man, to him glorified. Dazzling whiteness. The beauty of God's world embraced in that perfect moment of heaven and earth presence. Veil lifted, and light and love personified in the God on earth person of Jesus. But for all the beauty of our glistening ice, our dazzling messiahs, there is a flip side that we see encountered as we speak. For us today, the weather of that beauty and glistening ice array can be a dangerous pathway for those, and which compounds even more isolation already heightened by the COVID-19 restrictions. And for the disciples in the gospel story there, the longing to keep the transfiguration moment lasting forever, forgetting that God is calling his people to have their heads in the clouds, but feet firmly planted on the ground, and to actually be bringing down that heavenly grace and turn it into loving action, sleeves rolled up into the mess of the world. And it would take Jesus to show them back then, and followers and friends of him today, that as he climbs the heights to pray and commune with his Father, Jesus leaves then the mountain. He descends the heights to come back down amidst that mess and mundane toil of the world to continue his mission and ministry refreshed and renewed. Indeed, the first thing Jesus does as he leaves this transfiguration space is to heal. But not before his human presence transfigured allowed the disciples to see God more clearly in that radiant light and love moment, and to have it confirmed through God's spoken affirmation, once spoken at Jesus' baptism, of just who this amazing man really is before them. Now, addressing the disciples, God's voice tells them, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Setting the transfiguration on the mountain is always an indication that something profound is about to happen. So it's no wonder that Jesus is surrounded by two other prolific men of God, Moses and Elijah, both having been lifted from the world, just as Jesus will be lifted at his ascension to be with their Father. All of them are encountering that dazzling presence of God on the mountain. In the first reading from Kings, we hear the courageous prophet Elijah's story on his final journey in the presence of his successor, Elisha. Just as the successors of Jesus, Peter, James, and John were present and witness to his story. And in that amazing piece from Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, we hear him exploring the image of light as a sign of God's presence, this time drawing on the shining face of Moses to illustrate the even more dazzling presence of God in Christ, the true image, the true icon of God. And as Sally was reading it, it truly jumped out at me. You know, even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, blinded to the minds of unbelievers. We proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord. For God said, "Let light shine out of darkness." And he shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. A perfect description of this transfiguration moment. And at this time, this point, we can weave in our second theme of the day, the Valentine love that some of us are sharing with loved ones right now. The Valentine love that some of us remember having shared with loved ones, but who are now sharing love with them in a new way, in hearts and minds and memories. And that Valentine love that some of us long for but are yet to experience in person-to-person relationship. And the Valentine love with our family and friends, and the Valentine love that some of us are not fussed about sharing with another. And the Valentine love that we can share with God, a true love that transcends all the prerequisites of what we need to experience love on the ground. Because God's love is with us so deeply rooted from the beginning. We are his beloved, and he is ours through Jesus. We are shown that. Regardless of those who will come and go in our lives along the way, this Valentine true love with God is a love that is constant, consistent, unconditional, pure love. A pure love that God has for us all regardless. Paul continues to point out that while this perfect love of God for us is dazzlingly and totally present in Christ, and therefore dazzlingly and totally present within us through the Holy Spirit, the worldly clamour and brokenness that we live in and that we are veils that true light and love that we can all claim for our own. It makes it cloudy as our human frailties infuse and diminish that pure love with the insecurities and conditions that we carry and place upon each other in our attempts to love as God loves us. We love in the best way we can with what we've got and with who we are at the time. And that's why there is that amazing grace moment of light and love when we ourselves turn to Christ. When we say to Jesus, a human friend and a heavenly King, come into my heart. Unveil the pure love within me so I can love others as you love me in God's name. And love myself as you love me in God's name. And be loved by others as God longs me to be loved. Come into my heart. The four words of turning that lead to the light and love well moment above all moments. The moment when we know deep down that through Jesus, God is in our hearts and of our hearts and opening our hearts to this beautiful world and beautiful love that we are able to experience, offer and receive regardless of really dark and trying situations. It's a love that knows no boundaries and knows no measure and is always there. Today, my prayer for you and for me is that we come to know God's dazzling love for us, and that in our longing to be loved above all loves by God, we glimpse God's longing to be able to draw us fully into his light and love through Jesus, in the power of a holy, loving spirit, which forms and brings and manifests a love that can be received and shared at all times, in all ways. A Valentine's Day love for one and all, every day of the year. Let us pray. O God, thank you for showing us that through Jesus, you have always been with us. Thank you for the times when we have felt close to you. Thank you for guiding our steps. Thank you for being close even when we did not know it. Thank you for the people and places that have helped us to draw close to you. Thank you for each part of your character that we have glimpsed. And today we thank you for your love and light that shines down upon us and embraces us through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Amen.